now here we are. You know, we didn't simulate this. We didn't practice.
On behalf of our partners in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
So both the health policies and economic policies, we find ourselves in uncharted territory.
It's become clear that people in this country and globally have been steamrolled. It is also clear that it has been coordinated globally. It is also clear that it has been integrated, not just over 6 months, not just over 2.5 years, but it has been planned over decades. The changes to legislation in this country were done so that they could control doctors and people. We know, and we knew, that this is all bullshit and that we've been had. But we are going to hound you down, the people that are guilty. We are going to hound you down and hold you accountable, and we will expose your global agenda.
Ever wonder how a full-spectrum pandemic response apparatus, vaccines, surveillance, grids, massive financing streams, and unaccountable governance seem to materialize overnight in 2020 as if it had been sitting on an Event 201 tabletop exercise waiting for the right crisis?
We have to put in place an infrastructure, not just here at home, but globally, that allows us to see it quickly, isolate it quickly, respond to it quickly, so that if and when a new strain of flu, like the Spanish flu, crops up 5 years from now or a decade from now, we've made the investment.
The blueprint wasn't born in haste during COVID. Roots trace back much earlier, buried in documents from the now-released Jeffrey Epstein files. A 14-page J.P. Morgan Chase proposal known as Project Molecule, crafted in collaboration with the Gates Foundation. An outline of a permanent, privately controlled transnational entity designed to govern biological interventions across sovereign borders. It proposed a self-perpetuating structure with offshore arms, donor anonymity, and billions funneled into vaccines and surveillance, all shielded from public oversight or electoral accountability. Thanks in large part to the research done by Sire G, we now know the proposed power players read like a globalist who's who. These were overlords steering nations, institutions, and capital flows. Now they were being positioned to oversee biology itself. No term limits, no FOIA, no voters to answer to. That same year, 2011, the CIA ran a fake hepatitis vaccination campaign to hunt bin Laden's DNA, an op that blew up trust in foreign health programs and got workers killed. Yet, here was J.P. Morgan and Gates proposing to bankroll foreign-funded biosurveillance in the exact same terrain, engineered by the same elite network Epstein was coaching behind the scenes.
But I can tell you that with the money I gave to help try to eradicate polio in Pakistan and India, instead of asking me whether that money should be given to these children for vaccines, I think you might want to ask their mothers who received the vaccine, who know their child now won't get polio, and ask them if Epstein should have helped these people.
Project Molecule didn't plan the pandemics, but it did organize eugenics into an investable, governable asset class, all fused under private mandates with zero built-in checks against self-interest. The real question isn't what did they do with that power, it's what mechanism exists to stop them from abusing it today. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
All right, folks, that is the latest from John Bound. Find and share that video, as always, at InfoWars.com, band.video, and, of course, on our X platforms at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars, at AJN Live. We got a lot of stuff coming up today. Just an infinite number of videos to show you, including addresses by Donald Trump, Alex Jones on the Patrick Bet David podcast, as well as multiple hearings featuring Keith Ellison, amongst others, including ICE officials. So very big day today. Tons of clips to get to. Your calls as well. Stay tuned. It's the War Room, InfoWars.com, band.video. Share those links.
entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, InfoWars.com, band.video. Please do share those links. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. We got a very big show for you today. Tons of videos to get to, including some clips from Alex Jones at the Patrick Bet David podcast, where he is today and just came out. Whole thing is absolutely bombshell. He addresses a lot of the issues that we'll be talking about today, including the fallout to Pam Bondi's frankly disastrous testimony yesterday in front of the Congress. There are a couple other big hearings going on today, including with Keith Ellison. I'll show you some pretty interesting exchanges there. But I think we'll start with Alex Jones on the Patrick Bet David podcast, clip number one. This is Alex Jones responding to Pam Bondi's testimony yesterday. It's a bit of a longer clip, but I may let the whole thing play here because the whole thing's good. But this is just a piece of the Patrick Bet David interview with Alex Jones from earlier today. Let's watch.
What is the risk for Bondi to speak to them?
Again, I want to be clear. I'm trying to show people the different angles of the 35,000-foot view. I think Bondi's handled this terribly. I believe they are involved in a cover-up, which has led them right into this disaster. And I want to answer your question, but first I want to say this. That's why Trump has to go there with all the human sacrifice, with the blood drinking, with the black magic on the blackboard, with the buried bodies, with the buying babies, with the disappearing children, and it's all Democrats connected to it. Instead, as Bondi said in the hearing yesterday, she said it'll bring down the stock market if this is known. I've said that about 500 times. Not that I agree with that, but I've been told right before Trump got reelected, they said, listen, Mossad, British intelligence, CIA ran this. It's really a giant money laundering operation, which we already knew. Yeah. Mike Benz has proven. Trump believes that it's also cold. There's no way to prove it. The Democrats have had the file. They're going to twist it. He's been convinced it's all disaster. It's old news. It's designed to be a tar baby, which it is. So he's going to say, let's just move on. But I explained at the time, and I've told the White House this, you can't. It's a trap. This is how the people that are guilty trick you into becoming an accomplice and then manage it and turn it around and politically destroy you. And then, of course, none of the truth ever comes out. It's all a giant smokescreen of garbage and fake AI and the rest of it. So I was just simply bringing that clip up, not to obfuscate from the clip, that's why I raised it, but to say here's the other layers to it that are going on. Now, to answer your other question, yes, this looks absolutely horrible. She looks like a deer in the headlights. She looks like she has a gun to her head. Like when we saw Bongino and Patel 11 months ago get up on Fox, they go, I know we said there were another shooter in Pennsylvania. There wasn't. Epstein acted alone. In fact, he wasn't even a child trafficker, and he had no accomplices. And he killed himself. And the Easter Bunny is real. And everybody turned against him because we'd already studied it. We knew it wasn't true. Plus, it was a 180. So it's the same thing. It looks terrible. It is terrible. It's hurting Trump really bad. It's hurting America. And again, my frustration is it lets the Democrats, who are the ones that are really guilty, if you look at the evidence, pretend that it's Trump and the Republicans that are the pedo protection party. And notice they're not going to the big reports of top Democrats and people raping kids and all the witnesses and everything. They're focusing on Lutnick, which is fine. Luttening obviously was in business with him, obviously moved in next door to him, lied and said he only saw him once and thought he was a creep and ran out of his house with his wife, and then a couple years later, he's out at his island with his kids. Okay, No. But Luttenick's never been implicated in any of the illegal stuff. Fine. Fire Luttenick, or if you found him in a crime, indict him. But let's spend as much time on the hardcore cannibalism, Satanism, human trafficking, buying, selling children, and ooh, that's Democrats.
They're not there yet. They're not there yet, by the way. It doesn't seem like they're there yet. This is the clip I think you were talking about. Rob, you may want to fast forward to the part. No, I get that. Go for it, Rob, when he starts saying, yeah, go ahead.
He killed himself. I've seen the whole file. He killed himself.
This is the clip you were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, so... You know, a part of it for me, yesterday I watched a Bondi hearing, and I asked myself, I couldn't find one clip that made her look good. Not one. Typically, these hearings, you know, you'll say, okay, she won this one, they won this one, this was even, this was whatever, nobody won here, she took this one. I don't know if I found the clip. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, the whole fighting back and pushing back and all that stuff, was that present? Sure. Asking Jasmine Crockett, you know, she goes for 5 minutes, doesn't ask a single question, you know, or the other lady who doesn't bring up Hakeem Jeffries or calling out a lot of these people. That's great. There's a part of it that some people are speculating. Tell me what you think about this, where the DOJ or the AG was monitoring what the representatives were searching when they were going to look at the Epstein files. I don't know if you saw that or not. Rob, do you have that?
I'll find it.
There's a story going around that they were actually monitoring what these representatives were searching when they went to look at Epstein files. What do you know about that story?
Oh, I'll guarantee you that was going on. I mean, I haven't seen the story, but of course they were. Everything in those computers is being monitored, and there's a record of it.
So, meaning if I'm whoever I am, I'm going to go out.
It's just like when you search your own files or you search Google. They're searching a private database at the DOJ. Of course, they know who logs in, this congressperson, and then now they know what they're going to look at. They have a record of it.
So they know exactly what you're looking at. Why would they want to know what you're looking at?
I mean, by default, that's the way computers work. I don't know if that story is particularly true. I just know that's the way computers work.
Yeah, where is that story that Rob that's saying that happened?
Right here. This is Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina said full release of the names of the Epstein files would shock the world. And then there is an article here this morning. Justice Department tracking which Epstein files lawmakers are searching for, opening and reviewing. According to this is Nancy Mace as well.
Yeah, that's a 2-month-old story as well on what they're looking at. I guess it makes sense to see what person's story they're interested in. The other part of it is.
No. I mean, it means the watchers are, who's going to watch the watchers? And so, I agree, it's Big Brother. I'm just saying by the very nature of it, they have the technology, so I'm sure they are monitoring what they're watching.
I would assume this is something both sides probably do. The other part of it is, you know the Dems, they only want one person. They want Trump, right? They want to get Trump. You know, this has been going on under four presidents that people have been looking at. Why is it that it's fallen on this administration's mishandling of the files? Because right now, the left is running with this. They're saying they're hiding it. Massey and Rokana are coming together. This is not a good look on the current administration.
Well, you just nailed it. But going back to your last thing you said about Bonnie, and then I'll cover that, if I may. Even Senator Kennedy, who's a Republican and likes her, he had to tear her up on Epstein. I mean, so even Senator Kennedy had to nail her. And that's because she's been sent in there to sell something that isn't going to sell. And everybody keeps blaming her and blaming even Todd Blanche, who, by the way, doesn't like me. I'm not defending them. They're following Trump's directives. And I said this, you know, a year ago when the cover-up started, and it's been since confirmed. So it's Trump that thinks it's a distraction and a diversion and tar baby, which it is. But it doesn't matter because, exactly, the Democrats never wanted to touch it. They covered it up. They controlled the files. That's why there's all these clips going around I saw today of Don Lemon, just 3 years ago, going, how dare the Republicans try to investigate the Epstein files? This is bigoted, and this is horrible, and this is, you know, crazy, and this is terrible. So, yeah, and that's what Trump should be pointing out. You're the pedo party. You're the sexualized kids party. It's all the Democrats that are in these files. But because there are so many big bankers and British royalty and all of it, he has been told, that's what I was told. Again, I've said this probably 100 times. I said, Trump has been convinced that it will crash the economy if all these bankers and people, if this stuff comes out, and he thinks and justifies the means, it's too dangerous. And look, Trump, I'm not pushing this. I'm saying let's look at his perspective. The carbon taxes have been estimated by top experts, but they put them in the next decade to kill 2 billion people by starvation or war. Okay, Trump just got us out of the Paris Accord. They've secured the border. They found half of the 500,000 missing children. They've got no tax on tips. The economy is starting to turn around. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Getting men out of women's sports, exposing the NGOs, the election fraud. I mean, it's great. That's why it's paradoxical. I want Trump to succeed. But he has to understand that this has become a litmus test.
They're not going to win here if they continue going this way. If they continue fighting, opening it up, this is just going to make it seem like they're hiding something more and more and more. Guys, you've been asking this for a long time. It's official.
All right, Alex, folks, that is just a clip from Alex Jones's Patrick Bet David interview that he did earlier today. And, of course, he breaks down what's going on with Bondi and Trump and the Epstein files. I think he's exactly right. And I think we actually have confirmation of what we've been supposing this whole time. Now, it gets a little bit confusing because it's like, yes, they're following Trump's orders. I think Nick Fuentes even, you know, spoke on this yesterday where it's just like, just the way Pam Bondi responds was very Trumpian. She was probably being coached by Trump, or at least was trying to, on her own volition, adopt some of Trump's mannerisms. It could have been either way. But Trump is the head of the snake at this point, unfortunately. That being said, it's obvious that he is being gatekept from the information. As we've been saying the whole time, anytime anybody would ask me about what's going on with Trump, it's like, I just don't think he knows what's going on. I think he has a very narrow view of what is actually contained in the Epstein files. And I think the people around him are isolating him from the truth and are just telling him, oh, this is all about getting you. You just have to defend yourself and just keep pointing out that you're not in the files because this is all about you. And it's not all about him, but he's being held from the real information of what's going on. And I think we actually have confirmation of that now, as Donald Trump gave a press conference today and took some questions. And one of the questions was just that. Clip number 8 here is President Donald Trump being asked if he was aware of Howard Lutnick's interactions with Jeffrey Epstein. Let's watch.
Please. Mr. President, were you aware that Secretary of Commerce visited Epstein's island? And do you continue to have...
No, I wasn't aware of it. No, I didn't. I actually haven't spoken to him about it. I wasn't. But from what I hear, he was there with his wife and children. And I guess in some cases, some people were. I wasn't. I was never there. Somebody will someday say that. I was never there.
I don't even know what he's saying. Someday somebody will say that? What? No. Howard Lutnick, your commerce secretary, was there and he lied about it a bunch of times. And he's not just visiting the island. He's going into business with Jeffrey Epstein 9 days later after visiting the island. So I think it's more or less confirmed. Like, we're right about what's going on here. They're keeping this from Donald Trump. He does not know what's in the Epstein files. He has no idea that the people around him are convicted in these files. He has no idea. He literally just thinks it's all about him. And is he not able to talk to anybody? I mean, I understand how maybe you could keep one guy isolated for a period of time. But like Don Jr. can't get in there. J.D. Vance can't get in there. Like, what is going on? Commerce Secretary confirms a meeting with the financier as Democrats question his credibility at Senate hearing. So the Trump administration is basically going down with this ship. Inexplicably, they're going down with this ship. And I think that's on purpose. I think it's all by design, actually. I think it's been decided that the Republican Party... it's an inconvenient barrier to the globalist plans, and so it's been slated for destruction. So it's now been saddled with the Epstein files. It's been saddled with supporting Israel endlessly as these two things become incredibly unpopular. The Republican Party is isolating itself and assigning itself the role of basically useless vestige party. Vestigial party is what we're becoming. And so, you know, if this goes on like this, the Republicans will absolutely lose, no uncertain terms and lose so badly that, like, we'll never gain power again. We'll exist. The Republican Party will exist ostensibly as a perfunctory sort of opposition party to give the appearance of debate within a, in reality, totalitarian framework. But yeah, I think that's what's happening. And whether Trump is going along with that knowingly or unwittingly doesn't really matter, because it's happening and he's at the center of it. It's very annoying. It's actually just very annoying to have to sit back and watch as our country is destroyed. Like I said, we have a lot of hearings that have gone on recently with a lot of pretty interesting exchanges. And let's start with clip number two here, because Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has been called up and is being forced to testify, and it is not going well for him because he's a criminal. Although the fact that he's still free, I guess, is a victory of its own in its own right. Let's go to clip number two here. This is Senator Ron Johnson questioning Minnesota AG Keith Ellison. Let's watch.
I, as a government official, would have said, back off. Let us work with ICE. Let's cooperate with him. Let's see if we can't de-escalate this. But Attorney General, you did the exact opposite. And two people are dead because you encouraged them to put themselves into harm's way. And now you're exploiting those two martyrs. That was a tragedy. It never should have happened. Now, we can investigate, but I can't imagine being a law enforcement official where I know my colleagues have been shot at, their vehicles rammed, that their trained activists deployed. And by the way, we know at least one of those activists had a semi-automatic pistol with extra clips. So now you're an ICE officer. You're doing enforcement action. You've got a team behind you trying to protect you. You've got all these trained activists behind you. Is it any wonder they're at hair trigger alert? A tragedy was going to happen, and you encouraged it. And you ought to feel damn guilty about it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, so Senator Johnson...
Smirk.
He's smirking.
Are you asking me for comment, Senator? Because everything you said was untrue. It was a nice theatrical performance, but it was all lies.
Senator Hassan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Johnson mouthing, "You disgust me," to him. And like, maybe Ron Johnson starting to realize it. He says, today, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison admitted to knowing about the training of radical left agitators that impede law enforcement and put themselves in harm's way. As the state's chief law enforcement officer, he should prosecute obstruction of justice, not encourage and enable it. Oh, really? Is that right? Wait a second. You're telling me that the top cop, the attorney general of the state, is not supposed to encourage sedition and rebellion and riots attacking police officers? I'm sure once you inform him of this, he'll correct his ways. I'm sure this is a big mistake, right? He just hasn't thought about it yet. Now that you've introduced it to him, I'm sure he'll correct himself. Like, I'm glad Ron Johnson got a little angry at the end there. Because if there's one thing we all need to understand, it's that these people are evil. Like, really, genuinely, I'm not just saying, like, these people are evil. They know exactly what they're doing. It's why they're doing it. And so it's, and I'll show you the next clip and it gets even more crazy. But like, yeah, you can literally sit there and go, it's your fault two people are dead. You're encouraging this action. You clearly are just have completely abandoned any even semblance, even pretense to impartiality or just doing your job in a respectable, forthright way. And he just smirks in response. Just pure disrespect. Like, they don't even pretend to be doing their job. It's not necessary to have them admit it. This is the thing I really need us to understand. They are never going to admit that they're wrong. Like, what are we doing here? Again, it's just, it's like we're, We're dealing with the level of people that you find like committing murder in gang violence. You know, if you watch police interrogations, there's a very common strategy that they use. There's certain tactics that they use in interrogating people. And they'll actually sit there and be looking eye to eye with somebody who has himself spent the last 20 years routinely strangling hookers to death, right? It's like this person is just, they just need to be incinerated. Like there's no talking to them, there's no communicating with them, but they try. And they sit there and they go, you know, your victims had families and they really need closure and they really want to know where the body of their daughter is. And the murderer looking back at him is just like, okay, tough crap. Like I'm not giving it. And it's like, what do you, you're trying to appeal to the humanity of a monster. You're trying to like invoke some sort of empathy from somebody who would sit there and just not, just totally blank face, no emotion as they literally like strangle people with their own hands. That's the type of person we're dealing with here. The Keith Ellisons of the world. There's no convincing this person that what they've done is wrong. And in fact, when you try to do that, all you do is give them an opportunity to double down on what they're doing and provide an example to their followers, their constituents, that you can be this way. You can completely break the law. You can just be in open rebellion against the United States, and they won't do anything about it as long as you like act like what you're doing is good. So again, it's almost like worse that you're going to sit there and lay out all of the crap this guy did, and he's just going to smirk back at you and be like, you're lying. And I'll save the real powerful clip for in just a second, because I'll need to you know expand on it and talk about it quite a bit. But let's go to clip number 5 here, because this is Tom Homan announcing that they are now drawing down a lot of the ICE agents and federal agents out of Minnesota. And I got some crap about this on X. I'm just like, this is a total failure. To me, this is a total capitulation to everything that the left demands. It is showing them and teaching them the mob tactics work. All you have to do is get a bunch of your, you know, radical psychopaths to attack the police for long enough in a persistent enough way, and eventually we'll give up and you'll win. That's obviously the message that's being expressed here, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. But a lot of people are going, oh, the, you know, panicking, whatever crap they say. And this was all, this is normal, actually. This is good that they're drawing it down. No, no, this is a total capitulation. You've got Keith Ellison and Tim Walz and Mayor Fry and everybody else in a leadership position in Minnesota still in positions of power, smirking and cockily acting like they've gotten one over on the federal government. And in all intents and purposes, they have. They should all be in jail. But here's Tom Homan.
With that, and success that has been made arresting public safety threats and other priorities since this surge operation began, as well as the unprecedented levels of coordination we have obtained from state officials and local law enforcement, I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude.
It's concluded. They did it. It's done, all right? They finished it. Okay, then again, we could go to clip 32, because this is what happened today. Let's go ahead and go to clip 32. Because you had an attempted ICE arrest of somebody who was caught trying to sell like 50 pounds of meth. And they were surrounded by liberal activists who were attacking them and blowing whistles because, no, the resistance hasn't stopped at all. No, they essentially won and have driven ICE out of the city because Trump's a coward.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, and what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out, and we the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban or whether it's Le Pen in France or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, we the people of the West, of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice in the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com is owned by Bigley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top. Private label, so incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene Blue Tincture, we've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even Methylene Blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene Red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, reload, defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose CMOS capsules, incredible, very strong concentrated Irish CMOS, natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now. Incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that and $40 spent in the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
There's a little trick that hardened criminals know, and surprisingly effective. And it's just never, ever, 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 ever admit to anything ever. And it actually works a lot of time. These people don't, you know, they get put in a position and eventually they go, you know, it's better if I just confess. You know, they got all this on me. Maybe if I come clean, they'll go easy on me. And that never really works out. No, the real hardened criminals, the gangsters, the people that have been in and out of prison a million times, you can literally be showing them a picture of themselves doing the crime. They can have blood from the victims on their hands, and they'll go, "Nah, I have no idea what that is. Never seen that before." And they just say, and it's convincing, and you're like, "Wait, but it's a picture." Like, it's a skill I think they develop to a really high degree, and it's kind of baffling to honest people. Like, I've experienced it in my own life, where I caught a dude at a party stealing stuff out of my room. And he just looked me in the eye and went, "No, I didn't. No, I was looking for Greg." There's no one named Greg here, jackass. But they'll just lie straight to your face. So that's what we're about to witness. We're about to witness like a hardened criminal. His name's Keith Ellison. He's the Attorney General of Minnesota. And he's about to be presented, and he knows this exists. What I just described, not video evidence, but audio evidence of exactly what he's being accused of. And yet, he just denies it. It's not something you can deny. It's on film. Like, we don't need your acquiescence or denial. It is actually just self-evident that it is, in fact, true. But he continues to deny it. So, like, I have a short version of this clip. I think I'm going to play the longer one, right? We have 9 and 9B. These are kind of the same, right? One's 1 minute. One is 7 minutes. I think we got to go to the 7 minute one. So I think you got to see the level. I was just during the break, like, I got a pretty big vocabulary and I'm missing words. I'm missing words that are needed to describe what we're witnessing here. Petulant might be one of them. Disrespect is a good catch-all for what we're about to witness. And it's just the basic, I guess disrespect is just the best word. Just that as you watch this, I personally feel like we're being slapped in the face, like spit in the face, verbally, mentally, by this Keith Ellison figure. And yet, you can sort of see it run up against, just like we just saw with Ron Johnson, this sort of old school mindset of like, hey, dude, we caught you. You need to like justify this. And it runs up against just basic petulant disrespect of just like, no, you didn't. Like, no, we did. You need to explain this. He's just like, no, you didn't. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's infuriating. Let's go to it. Clip number 9B, the Minnesota Attorney General perjured himself when Josh Hawley asked about campaign donations that he took. And, you know, maybe I'll bring in the audio just because, but everything Josh Hawley says is exactly 100% true. We can actually show you the audio. I've played it before on this show. Keith Ellison was absolutely caught conspiring with the very people that stole billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars from the state of Minnesota because he told them that he would stop the investigations into them. This is cut and dry. We have all of the evidence. So why is he not in prison? Well, let's go to Josh Hawley questioning him.
Mr. Ellison, let me start with you. You're the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. Do I have that correct? That's a yes.
Sir, you're aware of my job. You know the answer to that.
You're not going to answer my questions? Are we going to start this way? Are you the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, yes or no?
You know the answer.
Mr. Ellison, you're in my courtroom now. You're under oath, so I suggest that you answer my questions. Are you the Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the state of Minnesota, yes or no? Let's try another question. Are you familiar with the $9 billion in historic fraud out of your state?
So at that point, so this is the point where if Keith Ellison, who is in fact acting like a child, was in fact a child, you would walk over and slap him in the face. You'd smack him in the back of the head. Go, let's try this again. Are you the Attorney General? I think, yes, I am. Okay, well, great. Wasn't that easy? Wasn't that nice and easy? We can't do that because Keith Ellison, again, I guess it's sort of a mixture. Hardened criminal on one side, but also petulant child. It's like the poem, The White Man's Burden. Half devil and half child. That's who we're dealing with. Both viciously evil, cunning, conniving, but also just like a petty little bitch. Let's go back to Keith Ellison. Let's back it up about 15 seconds. Again, the answer would be yes. Yes, I'm the Attorney General. Let's continue. Can't even do that. Let's watch.
The Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the state of Minnesota? Yes or no? Let's try another question. Are you familiar with the $9 billion in historic fraud out of your state, including the $250 million in the Feeding Our Future program alone? You familiar with that? Don't turn to the pages in your book to get your potted answers. Are you familiar with it? Yes or no?
Yes, I am familiar with it.
Very familiar, aren't you? Because the people who ran the Feeding Our Futures program came to you in your official office in the state capitol December 11th, 2021, and asked for your help in getting investigators off their backs. They complained to you for upwards of an hour about state investigators going after them, and they begged you to help them, and you agreed to it, amazingly. And we know you did.
That's not
because
true.
It's all caught on tape.
Yeah,
every single sentence is caught on tape. Here's what you said. Let's
and
take a look.
You
said, it's not a question. You said to them, send me the names of all these folks who are investigating them. You said to them, send me their names. And I'll take that list and I'll call the person over at education who is investigating them and say, what's going on? Why am I getting these complaints? Then he went on to say, I already have my team working on this. What day should we get together to discuss it again? You made pledge after pledge to them. You said, we've got to make sure this guy who's investigating them stops it. You said, you have my attention. I'm concerned about this. You said, let's go fight these people, meaning the people who were investigating the fraud. Why'd you do it? Why'd you help them?
Are you going to let me answer?
Please, we're all ears.
So first of all, you're cherry picking quotes out of there.
Why did you help
them? I thought you were going to let me answer.
Why did you help?
Are you going to let me answer?
Why did you help
you him? Let me answer and I'll answer you.
Tell the truth and I'll let you answer.
I will tell the truth.
Good.
Let's do that.
That'd be a nice change. Why'd you help
so,
him?
No, that, now see, Mr. Chairman, I didn't come here to be insulted. I came here voluntarily.
You came here for the truth. Let's have it. Why did you help him? The quotes are here. They're in black and white, and every member of this audience can listen to the recording. It's 54 minutes long. It's all in public. You can Google it right now and listen to it.
And listen to it all.
Why'd you help him?
First of all, I didn't help them.
You did help them.
No, I did not. I certainly didn't.
You're saying you didn't do anything for him. You didn't.
Well, wait a minute.
I already have my team working on this again. That's not you.
My team assisted with the information that led to the prosecution and conviction of these people.
No, you didn't. You didn't lift a finger to prosecute him. No, you did not.
No,
you didn't
because
lift
a finger to prosecute him. Federal prosecution.
You had BS. You had whistleblowers
early as
2019.
You're the one talking BS.
Hey, listen, it's my time.
Doesn't know what you're talking about,
oh,
sir.
No, sir. You now have encountered the truth and you don't like it. Why'd you take their money? Why'd you take their money?
I didn't.
You took $10,000.
No, that's a false statement.
$10,000 9 days after the meeting.
False statement.
You took $10,000. Here's what happened. They went to your office.
That's a
they
false statement.
They solicited money from
they
you.
Did
they
not
solicited
come to my
help
office.
From you.
That's also wrong.
They came to your office.
No,
it was
didn't.
Your official office. You
no,
met
didn't.
With them for 54 minutes.
No, they
They
didn't.
Asked you for help. You pledged it to them. And they talked repeatedly about money. In fact, it's all they talked
that's
about.
A lie.
Money, 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 money. They said, we will put our dollars in the right place. We will support candidates that will fight to protect our interests. You replied, that's right. They said, if you are securing your donor base and securing your power base, you can act the way you want. You replied, money is freedom. They said the amount of money I'm reading the transcript. The amount of money circulating in our community today is powerful. And we haven't realizing it in a meaningful way. And you said, give me the specifics. And 9 days later, you took $10,000 from people who were then indicted. It's in your reports. Why'd you do it?
Sir,
was it worth it?
You know what? This is a theatrical performance.
This is the truth.
It
this
has
is what accountability looks like, of which you've had none. You helped fraudsters defraud your state and this government of $9 billion, and you got a fat campaign contribution out of it.
This is completely
you ought to be indicted.
True. Well,
that's the truth.
I think we've made the point. Let's keep the tenor.
Well,
just
for the record,
I'll ask how I
he's
want.
He's lying,
to Paul.
and that's the truth.
Oh no, this is all on the record,
sir.
Did you bother Did you bother to investigate where the money that you facilitated their fraud for, where it went? Do you know where it went, what it was used for, the fraudulent money? I do because we just heard testimony about it yesterday.
Because we
the
were
funds
key
went
players
to
in the
hundreds of millions of dollars to terrorist
yes,
groups, to
know.
Transnational criminal organizations, to the drug trade, to drug trafficking, to child trafficking. And you took $10,000.
That's a lie.
And helped them do it. You know, the other thing is whistleblowers came to you as early as 2019. Let's look. As early as 2019, don't talk over me.
No,
as
no,
early
you're
as 2019, it's my hearing, pal. As early as 2019.
Don't call me
whistleblowers
pal.
Came to well, I should call you prisoner cuz you ought to be in jail.
Well, we'll see what you can
in
do.
In 2019,
about it.
Whistleblowers came to you in your office. And referred to you fraud allegations from Feeding Our Futures, and you blew them off. Listen, your own state newspaper
that's
investigated
a lie.
The Minnesota Star Tribune. The Partners in Nutrition brought its concerns to the Attorney General's office in 2018 and in 2019, and you did nothing. You did nothing for years. The only action you took is once all these fraudsters came to your office and asked you to get involved
statement.
And offered you money,
did not come to
then
my
you
office.
Got involved.
They
then you
not.
Took the money,
they
and then you got involved.
They did not come to my office. You're completely wrong about that.
You met with them
I did not
for 54
take anybody's money.
Minutes, and you took $10,000, and they also gave your family money. They gave your family thousands of dollars in campaign contributions
in addition
to what they gave
a false
you.
Statement.
Let's put the
this is completely untrue.
The New York Post.
Yeah, we know the New York Post.
Minnesota Keith Ellison, AG, accepted campaign donations from individuals linked to the $250 million COVID fraud scheme after they were in your office.
Not,
the donations came on December 20th.
Sir,
you met with
not,
them on December the 11th, and on January 20th, the FBI knocked over their headquarters.
No, no.
That's the sequence of events here.
No, it's not.
You've been right at the center of this fraud
thing
from the
beginning,
of events.
And
it's you've
untrue.
Enabled it. And, sir,
the false
you
statement.
Should resign.
And, sir, you should resign.
Resign.
I was thinking the same thing about you.
Should resign.
All right. So I figured I'd let that whole thing play just so you could see what we're dealing with here. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand what we're doing. Everything Josh Hawley said is absolutely verifiable, 100% true. There may be a discrepancy of like where they actually met, because I think Ellison went to them instead of them going to Ellison. So I think him saying they came to your office, he went to their office, I think, is the way I remember, which I think is why Ellison was like, nope, never came to my office, never happened, never came to my, as if that's what matters. As if it matters where the conversation happened. The conversation happened. And the conversation was him meeting with people who would later be charged and convicted for massive amounts of crime, siphoning away government money. And he's there saying, the investigations into you will stop if you donate to me. Then they donate to him. Then he stops the investigation. Why are we presenting this to him and not a jury and judge? Like, that's what I don't understand. What are we doing here? What Josh Hawley just laid out, again, incontrovertible. Keith Ellison can keep saying, no, it didn't. No, it didn't. Nuh-uh. And it's just like, but why are we even letting him talk? It doesn't matter what he says. We have all of the proof we could ever possibly need. Why is he even allowed to respond? Why is he not being charged? Why is all of this evidence not being presented to a law court so that he can be convicted for the crime that he committed and continues to commit? And him lying about it, as you just saw, is just another crime on top of all the other crimes. He, without a doubt, just committed perjury there. Every time he denied something that is not, he's not able to deny. We actually have the recorded evidence of him saying the things that Josh Hawley was quoting verbatim from a transcript. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? Josh Hawley reads a verbatim transcript that we have the audio of, and Keith Ellison just says, I didn't say that. No, but you did. So like, so why are we, why, so what are we doing? So what are we doing here? He's just denying reality. And it's like he's going to get away with it because he just refuses to acknowledge what he did. Our criminal justice system is not set up to require the admission of the guilty. Do we understand that? That every criminal, pretty much 90% of them, never admit what they're going to do. They always claim that they're, you know, being railroaded, that they're being framed. They always do. The beauty, the brilliance, I mean, this is genius of our justice system. It doesn't matter. We don't require the people to admit what they've done. You just convict them on the preponderance of evidence, which is exactly what we have. More than you could ever want. Again, it's like, what are we doing here? Just any other crime. Does this make any sense at all? That you would pull somebody in and go, look, we've got you on video planning the attack. We've got you on video carrying out the attack. We got you on audio afterwards describing what it was like during the attack. And the person's just like, no, I wasn't there. I didn't do the attack. It's just like, okay, guilty. You go to jail now. Tell the story to your cellmate about how you're innocent because you're actually guilty and we don't care what you say. So like that's I guess, the whole thing about this. And it was like really hard for me not to interrupt. But it was better that I don't, because literally the only thing I think should happen to Keith Ellison from here on out, not fit for air on the radio. Emails, audio show, Minnesota officials ignored warnings, fraudster's attorney. There's so many examples, even just that transcript of what he did. He ignored whistleblower complaints that he knew were accurate. He probably used those whistleblower complaints to go to the people and went, hey, you know, there are whistleblowers blowing the whistle on your whole gig. I can make it go away, but you got to make it worth my while. Remember, it's not about the money either. He's meeting with the Somalis because the Somalis vote as a bloc and their leadership instructs them who to vote for, and they all 100% follow those instructions. So by getting them to go along with Keith Ellison, Keith Ellison has just secured his election because they have a monolithic voting bloc that always votes how the leadership says. So all you have to do is make a deal with the leadership and you have just secured your election. You don't even have to worry about doing anything else. As long as you support and protect the criminal scammers, then you'll be guaranteed your position because they've imported so many of them that it acts as a block swing vote. Representative Ilhan Omar, any link between alleged Somali fraud and terrorism would be a failure of the FBI. Yeah, that's, again, it's like, these are not even sophisticated criminals. Everything we're seeing is just straight up ghetto trash excuses that thugs and gangsters use. Oh, you got caught? Well, this is the police's fault. It's the police's fault for not stopping me from doing this. That's what Ilhan Omar is saying. And she said it multiple times. Like, it isn't even a one-off. This is actually how their brains work, folks. This is actually who we're dealing with. Oh, yeah, I received $50,000, not just $10,000. AG Keith Ellison, his councilman's son, Mayor Jacob Frey, Representative Omar, and others all received cash from the scammers who siphoned off some $250 million, largely through nonprofit Feeding Our Future. Many did so after meeting the crooks, raising questions about how much they knew. It's not questions about how much. Should we go to the... I dropped the audio in. We can go to the audio. It's in the show folder. I mean, it's undeniable. Let's just do that. Let's do that. Bring in the audio. We'll show you the Keith Ellison clip just so we don't have to speculate at all. And I believe these are the two correct ones. American Experiment exclusive. And we can pull up the original article from it, too. Like, what are we doing? Like, honestly, what are we doing? This man should be tarred and feathered. This man should be immediately kicked out of office. And he should be tried and convicted of bribery and sent to jail. What are we doing? We're just going to present him all of the information of him being guilty, but as long as he doesn't admit it, he's free to go? What? What are we doing? So I don't understand the political structure that we have where the worst thing that can happen to a Democrat politician is that they get to sit in front of Republicans and smirk and giggle at them as the Republicans flail impotently. Like, that's it. That's our fix to this. We have him dead to rights on audio tape, conspiring with the people that stole billions and billions of dollars. And the worst thing that can happen to him is he might not get reelected. But here's the problem. The majority of his constituency are the Somalis that are all in on the scams. And so they just keep voting. Like, I think democracy's broken. I think it's broken in any normal situation at all. The people of a country, when they found out that their leadership had been in collaboration with, in cahoots with people stealing billions of dollars from them, they wouldn't vote for that person anymore, because typically people don't like having billions of dollars stolen from them, and they don't like the authorities who have been empowered to stop fraud participating in the fraud. I know this is weird, I have to explain it, but normally people wouldn't vote for this guy over and over. But when that critical mass is reached, when more than half of your population are in fact just like criminals themselves and vote for the guy that is in league with the criminals because it means that they're safer, like, what do you do? What do you do? And if our only solution to this is to give him a finger wagging and then say, on your way, sir, I think the government is not fit for purpose anymore. Again, do we have to, like, who do we have to convince? Who do we have to convince? Typically, I think the structure would be a judge, a grand jury, a jury of his peers. Like, can we make this argument to them rather than to Keith Ellison? Because I understand that what Josh Hawley is doing is making the argument to the American people. The problem is the vast majority of American people are not listening, not paying attention, will never see this testimony. And even if they did, are so biased and partisan and screwed up from the rest of the misinformation, they think Keith Ellison is like a freedom fighter or something. Can somebody explain this to me? Can somebody explain to me like what the value of Keith Ellison is, why anybody would ever vote for him? The only reason is because you're a criminal and he's letting you get away with it. It's the only reason I could possibly imagine. Were we able to bring in those audio clips? All right, let's go to clip. Let's go to clip two. Let's see what it is contained in that.
But we want to get really specific here. And I work in the political field, and I understand very well how all this operates. And if I want to be frank, and I think everyone in this room wants to be frank, and this is a safe space, we're a collective in that sense. There is a fight, there's a battle in this state, as well as in this country, for communities that look like us, having to fight to protect and keep what we have. And the only way we can protect what we have is by inserting ourselves into the political arena, putting our votes where it needs to be, but most importantly, putting our dollars in the right place and supporting candidates that will fight to protect our interests.
That's right.
You can only protect our interests when we have your back and you don't have to worry about who's behind you. Right? And we have to be frank and honest. You are dealing with market forces and political situations, and you have to operate in the best manner that you can operate in this state, with your donors, with your power base. But if you are secure in your donor base, and if you are secure in your power base, you can act the way you want to act.
Money is freedom. So
and our community, our business owners, we are not the same community as 25 years ago. The amount of money circulating in our community today is powerful. And we haven't really harnessed it in a very meaningful way to support people at the highest level and ensure that they are comfortable and safe, knowing that they can advocate for our communities without regard to your next fundraiser, acting in the best interests of the community. And for example, right now, one of the biggest issues facing in our community is the CACFP program.
So I'll show you the other clip on the other side where, again, they get even more into it. But that was one that was quoted by Josh Hawley, and you heard it was exactly verbatim what Josh Hawley said. And in response to Josh Hawley quoting him verbatim, Keith Ellison said, "Nope, didn't happen. I never said that." You just heard it. That was him talking to people who they're saying our businesses, our community, our interests. When they're saying that, what they're describing are the massive billion-dollar scams that they were running for years and that Keith Ellison knew about because a whistleblower had told him about it. Then he goes and meets with the people, and they say, for our interests to be maintained, I guess, you know, you need some support, and we can really guarantee that you have that position, but we need to know our interests are secured. The interests they're talking about are the fraud rings that stole billions of dollars. So I'll show you on the other side how Keith Ellison acknowledges that and says, we'll fight these people. These people being the regulators that were trying to bust the fraud. He's on tape doing it. Can we send him to jail yet?
I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, those theauctionstore.com. No matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Auctions Network that's been built. So key. Said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on Ultramath Wayne Blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at theauctionstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we're running the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on ultramethylene blue, on the bovine colostrum, on the new methylene red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit complex, the Irish sea moss, atomic defense, and more. But it's only running until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexShowStore.com. takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please, get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.